Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
A few years ago, I read a concise little book. It was in Spanish, but the title translated to English would be Pastoral Action for Human Rights, Biblical and Spiritual Foundation. This book describes convincingly how faithfulness to Jesus' teachings requires us individually and as a church not only to proclaim the dignity of every human being created in the image and likeness of God and redeemed by the blood of Jesus on the cross, not just to proclaim, but also to work to protect the God-given human dignity and rights of all people, without exception, regardless of race, religion, gender, legal status, health, usefulness to society, or anything else. But naturally, with preferential concern for the poor, for the weak, for the vulnerable, for those who need our help the most. In today's gospel, Jesus healed a man whom society had stripped of his human dignity because of poor health. He was a leper. He had a repulsive, fatal disease that caused the soft tissues of the body literally to rot away. And you can't even imagine the stench. Lepers were completely excluded from society because their disease was contagious and greatly feared. It's hard to think of human dignity when you're face to face with a leper. But that's exactly what Jesus did. And Jesus didn't just heal him from some safe distance. He touched him. Touched a man with a contagious disease. Touched a man whom society had declared untouchable. A fearless, loving act that not only restored the man's physical health, but also at the same time affirmed his human dignity. You know, many times the opposite of love is not hate or even indifference. But often the opposite of love is simply fear. Fear to love. Fear of rejection. Fear of getting hurt. Fear of being vulnerable. Ultimately, fear of freedom. By touching that leper, Jesus shows us that love requires us to overcome the fear and the barriers that separate us, and thereby begin to identify with the other person. His destiny, her destiny, now becoming our destiny. Jesus fearlessly and lovingly breaks through barriers to restore human dignity. And not only to the marginalized, like this leper, he does the same thing with foreigners, the Samaritans, and with sinners, the woman caught in adultery, and with the disabled, the man born blind, and criminals, the thief crucified with him. And he tries so unsuccessfully sometimes with his adversaries, the religious authorities, and even with his torturers, the Roman soldiers. He loved them and affirmed the human dignity even of those who had hateful attitudes and hateful behaviors, even when he knew they were not going to respond. He opened his heart to welcome into his life those who needed him the most, making their destiny his destiny. And to follow Jesus, we must do the same. In today's world, there are many attitudes and behaviors that continue to violate human dignity and strip people of their God-given dignity. And one of the worst of which about which we don't hear very much, is violence against women. When we think of how much women have suffered, often at the hands of men not much different from you and me, it's time that we commit ourselves to work to eliminate the behaviors and attitudes that have done so much harm to so many women. The idea that a wife is obligated to submit to whatever her husband wants, and that marriage obligates her to endure whatever mistreatment he might inflict, has absolutely no biblical or theological justification whatsoever, and is an attitude that must be completely eliminated from our society. This Tuesday is Valentine's Day. You know, the only Valentine's gift that really matters are those that affirm the human dignity of those we love. In this case, our mothers and wives and girlfriends and sisters and nieces and aunts and other women. Jesus affirms clearly the dignity of every human being created in the image and likeness of God and redeemed by his own blood. And it is precisely that which we celebrate in every Mass. Jesus has broken the power of sin and death, and in every Mass we commit ourselves to continue his work of redemption in the real circumstances of our world today.